Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. With Valentine's Day approaching, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is reminding residents to stay alert when using dating apps and matchmaking services. Nessel has reissued her consumer alert, cautioning that while dating platforms can help people connect, they may also pose privacy risks, scams, and costly contractual obligations. Nessel encourages consumers to carefully review privacy policies and contracts before signing up for any service. She advises users to safeguard personal information, avoid sharing easily traceable email addresses or phone numbers, and thoroughly read membership agreements to understand how their data will be used. For those meeting someone in person for the first time, the Attorney General recommends choosing a public location, informing a trusted friend or family member of the place and plans, and reporting any abusive or suspicious communication to the dating platform. The alert also highlights concerns about location-based or in-person matchmaking services, which can involve contracts costing thousands of dollars. Consumers are urged to closely examine agreements for total costs, cancellation and refund policies, transfer options if relocating, service guarantees, and definitions of what qualifies as a match. Nessel warns against high-pressure sales tactics and verbal promises that are not clearly outlined in writing. Anyone who believes they have been misled or victimized by a dating service is encouraged to contact the Michigan Department of Attorney General's Consumer Protection Team by phone at 517-335-7599 or toll-free at 877-765-8388 or by simply submitting a complaint form online. And Charles Bruce Hiltz II has waived his right to a preliminary examination . This means his case will bypass the initial probable cause hearing and move directly to circuit court. Hilt's attorney clarified a plea negotiation, noting that while two firearms were involved, no ammunition was seized, removing that from the forfeiture agreement. Hilt's confirmed his waiver was voluntary and without coercion. He now is scheduled for arraignment in circuit court on March 16, 2026 at 9 a.m. When we come back after this Elkton Motorsports sponsor message, we'll continue with local news.
Remember when people used to say that something rode like a truck? When they did, you knew you were in for a rough time. But that's never the case with Honda's 4-Trax Rubicon. It's an ATV that's all about working hard, but giving you a plush, comfortable ride. Experience the luxury for yourself at Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. The Rubicon starts off with a powerful 518cc engine offering tons of horsepower, torque, and hill-climbing ability. The independent rear suspension offers superior traction and a smoother ride over rough terrain. With four models, it's easy to choose the right mix of features like Honda's automatic dual-clutch transmission or a manual transmission and power steering. Head on over to Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton and see how life is better on a Honda. For riders 16 years old and older, Honda recommends that all ATV riders take a training course and read the owner's manual thoroughly.
And we're back into Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news, in a recent court decision, Andrew Wilbur has been sentenced to 6 months of probation for disturbing the peace despite the prosecution's push for incarceration. The judge adopted the recommendation of probation officer Jesse Ozentoski, opting for probation over jail time. Wilbeth's probation comes with strict conditions, including 24 hours of community service due by June 1st, 2026, and a ban from the Sweet Fire Tobacco Shop in Bad Axe. He also faces $615 in fines and costs payable by June 30th, 2026. A 15-day jail sentence has been suspended, serving as leverage. Any probation violations will trigger that jail time. In a separate matter, Wilbur received an unsuccessful discharge from probation for a previous stalking case, incurring an additional $200 fine on top of $755 already owed. The court's ruling emphasizes compliance with clear financial obligations and a jail sentence hanging in the balance should Wilbur fail to meet his terms. Back in a moment.
What does life after service look like? Kicking back? Taking it easy? We believe it looks a little different. Fighting for all veterans. Making sure they get the benefits and care they've earned. Rebuilding communities after disaster strikes. Adapting to support today's veterans, meeting them where they are. The VFW, still leading, still advancing, still serving. Get involved at stillserving.org.
For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports, east of Elkton and M142. Call them at 989-375-2391.